Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family, and we are delighted that you all have welcomed us into your home. You know, we would love to hear from you, so send us an email with your question or your comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. And today, we're very excited to have with us Gary Zimak. Now, Gary's mission is to draw people closer to Christ by presenting Catholic teaching in a relatable and in very authentic way. His latest book is entitled, Find Peace in Advent, 4 Weeks to Worrying Less at Christmas. And this great book is available at EWTNRC.com. Well, that is easier said than done, because as women, for us, you know, we just came through our banquet. We had a big banquet at Her Choice, our pregnancy medical center. We'll show pictures next week. But for me, I go from there straight to Thanksgiving. After Thanksgiving, you go straight to Advent, and you're like on a course, and you get taken over. But we have to keep our eyes on Jesus in the midst of it all.
The word's busy.
Busy.
Too busy. And so we're about 18, 19 days before Advent.
2024.
December 1, so we're telling you now, get ready, prepare. Can there be anything more profound than the nativity of our Lord? God with skin, God made poor, God with a face, Jesus Christ, God makes history. Do you believe that? Do I believe that? Do we believe that? Then we should honor that and prepare for that. In beautiful ways, in fun ways, in holy ways, week by week, building to his nativity. And then the whole season of Christmas season. And so make a decision now and find peace in Advent, 4 weeks to worrying less at Christmas. Can you find peace during Christmas? Well, peace has found you. He is our peace. He has found you. Embrace him this Advent season. We'll be right back. There's plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. We're excited to have with us as our guest today, Gary Zimak. Now, Gary's mission is to draw people closer to Christ by presenting Catholic teaching in a very relatable and authentic way. His latest book is entitled, Find Peace in Advent. Do you know that Advent is a little over 3 weeks away, under 3 weeks?
18, 19 days.
And the book title is 4 Weeks to Worrying Less at Christmas. And this great book is available at EWTNRC.com. Well, Gary, we are excited to have you. You are a familiar guest to us, and you've authored many books on worry and fear, which is, we all deal with that. But first, we want you to tell our family a little bit about Gary and what God has done with you and being a Catholic speaker.
Well, Joy, I have to tell you, it's always great to be back with both of you. Thanks for inviting me back once again. I think what people need to know about me is I have struggled with anxiety from the time that I was very young. I think that's the most important thing for people to understand. I'm also a cradle Catholic, somebody who was lukewarm for many years. I think this is important to understand. And for some reason, I never made the connection between Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, and relief from my anxiety. I didn't get it, even though I went to Mass. And one day it began to click, and I realized, wow, Jesus can help me to be less anxious. He can help me to break free from worry. I worked in the software industry for 30 years, kind of stressful job at times. And then for the past 12 years, I guess it is now, I've been in full-time ministry, writing and speaking for the Lord, helping people to find peace. And the other piece of information I would like everybody to know is I'm married to a wonderful woman. Her name is Eileen. I have two daughters, twin daughters, Mary and Elizabeth, who had only a 10% chance of being born alive. Mm. They're here with me today. Mm, yeah. You met them before the show. You've met them in the past. Yeah. So I'm a very blessed man in so many ways. I have had reasons to be anxious, but the Lord has got me through these various incidents in my life, and He has given me the peace I'm looking for. That's too good to not share with other people.
No, that is true. And I think, you know, as a wife and mother, you know, right after Thanksgiving, we click into another mode and mindset. You know, things you have to do and have to decorate, blah, blah, blah. And that's just the list, this Christmas list that's so long. But you're saying to us, let's take a pause.
Right.
Let's find peace in this beautiful Advent season. But everything has to be intentional, right? Nothing just happens because we want it to happen. Because there are many Christmases, you know, in my past when children were little, you just go and you do, and you're just like, what? Like, you know, it's kind of like, what was that all about? So it has to be intentional.
Exactly. And, you know, Joy, as you were saying that, I was thinking, one of the figures we hear the most about during Advent is John the Baptist. Mm-hmm. And what were his two big messages? Prepare, repent. And he must increase and I must decrease, you know? So somehow during Advent, this is the time where we have the chance to let Jesus be more active, more alive in us. At the same time, we must decrease. Mm-hmm. And you're talking about getting ready, preparing, running around, doing things. I think of the Martha and Mary story. Mm-hmm. Great story, we all know it. Mary spent time with Jesus, listening to him, entertaining, just sitting at his feet listening, while Martha is doing something very necessary. Mm-hmm. She's preparing for him, she's entertaining him. And I always like to think, what if Martha spent a few minutes with Jesus before she started doing the necessary work? Maybe she wouldn't have forgotten why she was doing what she was doing, and she wouldn't have got anxious and worried about many things.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So that's what this is all about, this Advent preparation.
Yeah, why she was doing what she's doing. And I think that really speaks to so many of us in the church. Sometimes we just, you know, go through the ceremony, go through the ritual, and we're kind of missing the deeper meaning, deeper reality. You know, you talk about finding peace. Christ is peace.
Right, right.
Peace isn't Christ. He's bigger than peace, but he is our peace. He comes, it's a personal encounter and relationship. Why are we, our kids, why are we doing what we're doing? We're missing. She's chosen the better portion.
That's right.
So we're not saying that all you know, the excitement and gifts and so on, but is that the better portion? What is the better portion? And if we really believe that, what would we be doing to prepare to meet him?
Exactly, exactly. All of the externals, they're good for the most part. It's a good thing. We're celebrating the birth of Jesus. We're being kind to one another. We're preparing. We're being hospitable. These are good things. We can't lose sight of the fact of why we're doing them. And I think that's what happened to Martha. And Jesus didn't say, Martha, you're doing the wrong thing. He said, Martha, you're anxious and worried about many things. Mary has chosen the better part. Mm-hmm. And I need to remember that. Look, I've written 14 books now. And every time throughout this book writing process, I panic at some point saying, Lord, I can't do this. Mm-hmm. And I almost hear him say to me, yeah, you're right. You can't do it without my help. Mm-hmm. And then I turn back and say, oh, yeah. Let me spend a little time with you, Lord. Mm-hmm. And everything seems to get done. I think that's the secret, being intentional about it.
And so you wrote this beautiful book, and it's so helpful because it's a little guide,
right,
to kind of keep us on track,
right,
so we don't get off track. So tell us a little bit about the book and how possible it is to have peace
and
during
the format.
Advent.
Yeah, well, essentially this book is my best-selling book of all time is Give Up Worry for Lent. Mm-hmm. This is a Give Up Worry for Lent for Advent, which is something I always wanted to write because people need to know. They need some ideas about what they can do to prepare during Advent. And also, it shouldn't be burdensome because we are busy during Advent. Mm-hmm. So essentially what I did with this book, it takes maybe a few minutes each day. It's a daily devotional. It has a scripture verse based on the daily and Sunday Mass readings. It has a reflection where I look at it and reflect on it a little bit. It has a call to action, which I think is important. I tend to sometimes listen to scripture and say, oh yeah, that sounds really good, but I don't necessarily respond by doing something. And we're really called to do something. Mm-hmm. So it's a call to action. And then I think the most important part of this book, every day features a small prayer. Mm-hmm. Because if we don't get the Holy Spirit involved in our Advent preparation, mm-hmm. we're going to really be trying to do it all on our own, which as a control freak, that's what I like to do. Mm-hmm. But I really believe it should be up to the Holy Spirit to lead us through the Advent season, you know, and then decide how much progress, or sometimes even lack of progress, mm-hmm. we should make. I remember one time I got through a whole Advent season trying to say, okay, I'm going to get to know Jesus better, going to get to know him better, going to get to know him better. By the end of Advent, I was frustrated. I thought, wow, I don't know him as well as I should. I need to do a better job. And that was the fruit of my Advent. Mm-hmm. It made me realize, like, oh, so my Advent was designed to make me realize how much my relationship with the Lord is lacking, and that inspired me for the rest of the year.
Right.
You know?
Well, and we all want to be people of peace, and we don't want to be a person who is fearful or being worrying, because seasons, the biblical seasons, the Christian seasons in our lives, Advent and Lent, the journey is to be more like Jesus and less like
us.
To know him better, to know his peace, to have that intimate relationship with him, so that when, and we have to sometimes look at the world, and I mean, especially in commercials even now, it's not even Thanksgiving and everything is Christmas.
Yeah.
And it's just being like rammed in our faces.
Right.
It's like, no, I'm not, we have to make an intentional decision to say, I'm jumping off that crazy train,
right.
and I'm not gonna do that, and I'm not gonna prescribe to the prescription that the world wants me to do.
Exactly.
I'm gonna do it different. And
right.
you're offering an opportunity to say, here's a devotional that can accompany you to do Advent different.
And it's a simple process. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to burden people during the Advent season, so I made it very simple. And the thing is, as Christians, we're called to become Jesus, to be transformed into Jesus, to be like him. He was able to sleep in the boat in the middle of the storm.
Mm-hmm.
I want that. So there's something in this for us, too. He wants to give us his peace, but we need to start doing it his way and not our way. And it's difficult for somebody like me, but it really does work. I'm learning that.
Well, not to rush it, the meditation, but approximately how long would it take to do one of the meditations?
I would say 5 minutes, no more than 5 minutes.
Meaningful, full 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Unless you open up that prayer, like, make space for the Lord, invite the Holy Spirit, then you could be there for a while.
Yeah.
It's because he's ministering to you.
Yeah.
So it could be 5 minutes, not that you want to rush to it. I did that. You know, that, you don't want that.
Right.
But the scriptures, the openness to the Holy Spirit, the prayer, you know, I like your format, which is really good for this season and for what you're doing, but for the rest of people's lives. Because you say, read, we've got to be reading the Word of God.
Right.
Read, reflect, maybe there's a reflection there, or you just take time to reflect. Respond, you got to do something, you know, in the Lord, and pray. Those four things you can do for the rest of your life. You need to be doing them.
And that's the goal. My intent is, on Christmas Day, we don't stop doing this. It's really a starting point. If you do it during Advent, we can certainly carry it into the rest of the year.
So is it possible to find peace or let peace find us, maybe? You know, during this season that's so busy, everything's cramming it out, but it doesn't have to be that way.
Exactly, because we gotta get our focus back. You know, like we were saying, we need to remember why we are preparing. These good things that are making us upset, I mean, I don't think the Lord wants us to yell at people in the parking lot because, you know, it's too crowded, right? But we see it.
Mm-hmm.
People get nasty during the pre-Christmas period, as the world would refer to it. But this is our time to prepare to welcome Jesus. And, you know, and unless you keep going back to that word intentional, Joy, that you used, I love that. We need to be intentional because it's not going to happen otherwise.
Right.
We could just get caught up and not even realize what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just get this over with. But no, this is preparing intentionally to welcome Christ.
And you don't want to miss the journey. And I know as a mom there, you know, you become irritable, impatient, you're mega stressed. And it's kind of like, Mom, we don't like you at Christmas.
Yes.
Like, it's like, do we have to bake all those cookies? Can't we just like have fun and bake cookies?
Right.
Or, you know, when Jim was in the ministry, I used to make Derby pies and I would make, I don't know, 25, I'm telling you, 30 Derby pies. So when someone came to the house, we always had something to give because people were wanting to come to the pastor's house and bless them, and then you wanted to have something to give back. And it was just kind of like, oh my gosh, I mean, my kids can tell you stories. And it's just like, so now, and we're in a different phase and stage of our lives, everything is intentional because you only have so much time left.
Right.
You only have so much energy left to do something with. And so you want to add an Advent devotion into your hopefully regular normal reading. And this is a beautiful something that you can add into to say, I'm going to be very intentional to keep my eyes on Jesus so I don't lose my peace in the midst of however this goes.
Right, right. And the beautiful thing about the church does such a good job through the daily and Sunday Mass readings, mm-hmm. leading us down this path to prepare mm-hmm. for Jesus. That's mm-hmm. why every one of these verses comes from the daily Mass reading. Mm-hmm. Because the church really knows what she's doing when mm-hmm. it comes to leading us.
Right. And so it's going to enrich it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I use one, maybe two verses each day. That's it. Mm-hmm. I keep it really simple.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
People need to now think about preparing.
Right.
And I don't mean even, you know, reading your whole book. But it's like, they got to think about, how am I going to make 10 minutes?
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
It sounds a little ridiculous when you think about the magnitude of what we're preparing for. And I had a bishop of mine, you know, he used to say, you know, something in, something out, something in. Are you going to make it, you're going to say yes to something? What's going out? Because you only have so much time. They need to be thinking now about how I'm going to make that time. Or am I going to do this book on my own? Do I do it with my wife?
Right.
I tell you, it's pretty beautiful and simple, profound, but simple. You can do it with a family.
Yeah.
You know, so how are we going to do this? And am I going to bring other people along with this? Maybe they don't want to do that, but how am I preparing now? I've got 19 days to do this.
Right.
So how do you do that with the schedule? You just think it through. You think through your own schedule, what you're doing. You have no space. It's going to get worse
as
it's getting closer. What's your plan?
Yeah, and unless you come up with that intentional decision, it's mm-hmm. not going to happen. One thing I just want to add, I had a very wise spiritual director, a really holy priest who really kept me on track in the early years of my ministry. And I have the tendency to just run with these projects. I'm busy. I got to write. I got to speak. I got to do this. I got to prepare. And he said, Gary, unless you're spending some time with the Lord mm-hmm. each day, you're going to fail. Mm-hmm. And he said this. He said, don't be afraid to waste time with the Lord.
Right.
Because it almost seems like
it's
a waste, but it's not,
yes,
right?
Yes.
But like,
yes.
I can't pray. I got to, mm-hmm. yeah. I mm-hmm. pray. I go to daily Mass. Mm-hmm. I've learned that. That's more important. And I've told the Lord sometimes, Lord, if you want this book written, you're just going to have to help me. Mm-hmm. He always comes through.
Well, it's like what Fulton Sheen did. He spent one day in adoration, one hour in adoration every day.
That's right.
Because he knew that much was going to be required of him that day.
Exactly.
Well, Gary, thank God we've got you again tomorrow to unpack more fully the various aspects of this wonderful book. So it's Find Peace in Advent. Find Peace in Advent. 4 weeks to worrying less at Christmas. You can do it. The Lord can do it in you. We have Father John Paul with us for the closing segment. We'll be right back. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, believe it or not, we have Father John Paul with us, and we are so excited. He has been traveling. He's been gone for 5 weeks, but he's back, and we've missed him terribly.
But he went to one place. He didn't travel all over the world.
No.
What was the place you went to?
Yeah, I went to Rome for almost 5 weeks to visit our EWTN Vatican Bureau. We have 50-plus employees.
People can't believe it when I say that.
Mm-hmm. 50-plus employees. So during the covering of the synod on synodality, not just employees in Rome, but also employees from all around the world were coming there.
Mm-hmm.
So we had probably an extra 15 on top of that, 20 on top of that. So it was a busy month. I also went to Budapest, Hungary. EWTN had an affiliate meeting. So EWTN has all of these affiliates. Ireland, Germany. Germany's 25 years next year. Gary's book is very good timing. When we're coming back to talk about peace. And I appreciated what he said right off the bat because he shared part of his story, part of who he is, and not so much the identity, because anxiety doesn't, you know, define anybody. Because I myself have had anxiety for the better part of 25 years. Mm-hmm. So it's something in my life that I've had to learn to navigate life and to, you know, not, you know, certainly a person who has anxiety does not ignore, you can't ignore the fact that you have anxiety, but sometimes I've learned that leaning into it and just being curious about it, mm-hmm. you know, asking yourself why, mm-hmm. why yeah. is it that this makes me anxious? Mm-hmm. You know, what's going on, you know, in my life, what's going on in my body? You know, for instance, I've learned to deal with anxiety in so many ways. Mm-hmm. And I know people listening talk about anxiety or even sometimes don't talk about it. Mm-hmm. I've met many people who, you know, with me sharing with what I've gone through, Gary probably has had the same experience. When you talk about anxiety, a lot of people come out and say, Father, me too. Mm-hmm. You know, I've suffered from anxiety too. So I think it's good to talk about.
Yeah.
It's definitely good to talk about.
It's good to talk about.
I've experienced that as well.
Yeah.
Again, we bring sin to the light, not that that's necessarily sin, or these things. If we just speak about them with other people, it seems to dissipate.
Well, there's an old principle, name it to tame it. Mm-hmm. When you name it, when you name things that are going on, you can, you know, right. they don't go away. Mm-hmm. You know, troubles don't go away. Waves don't stop, mm-hmm. you know, but you can learn to navigate life differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you can tame it for sure.
And sometimes it's, Lord can deliver us and heal it. Does he want the total healing? But sometimes that thorn seems to remain. And like, you know, St. Paul says, you know, I've learned something, that his strength is made perfect in my weaknesses. And when I'm weak, I'm anxious, he seems to be strong, you know, and that helps me a lot.
Yeah, I think this is a great book to have during Advent. I think I'm actually gonna pick it up and, mm-hmm. and read it. I think it'd be a good one to read, you know, to navigate through. I noticed
yes.
it follows the liturgical readings.
I like mm-hmm. that.
It's perfect, yeah. perfect yeah. to pick up. So I encourage people to do that.
We need for you to perfect. Close this in a prayer and with a blessing.
Sure.
Thank you, Father.
Family, pray this, especially this Advent season, the peace of Christ reign in your hearts. Mm. May the blessing of Almighty God be upon you and your families, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 Go in peace.
Find peace in Advent, 4 weeks to worrying less at Christmas, EW10RC.com. Get it, 18, 19 days left or so. Prepare for the coming of the Lord. God bless you and all of your loved ones. Keep it on EWTN. Bye now.